This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A massacre of children in Thailand. A former police officer opened fire at a child care center, killing more than 30 people, most of them children, say police. The AP's Karen Shamas.
The sound of people weeping and talking in panic fills the air as relatives and rescuers gather outside a childcare centre in Nong Bua Lamphu, where over 20 children were killed. The attacker fled the centre and then started shooting from his car as he drove home, before killing his wife and child, and then taking his own life. Photos and videos posted online of the daycare showed the floor of one room was smeared with blood and sleeping mats scattered about. Alphabet pictures and other colorful decorations adorned the walls.
In California,
our worst fears have been confirmed. We found the four people from the kidnapping, and they are, in fact, deceased.
Merced County Sheriff Vern Warnke confirming that a kidnapped family, including a baby, have been found dead. Authorities say they were taken by a convicted robber who tried to kill himself a day after the kidnappings. Jesus Salgado is in critical condition but has been talking to police. Thousands of people still have no power a week after Hurricane Ian blew ashore in Florida. Rescue crews are still searching for anybody who may be trapped. AP correspondent Stephen Smith saw battered Pine Island.
There were power poles snapped in half. There are palm trees laying on top of homes. There are wires from the power poles littering all of the streets. Right now, looting is also a problem down there.
French author Annie Ernaux has won the Nobel Prize in Literature. Her more than 20 books chronicle events in her life. Gas is $3.87 a gallon, 9 cents more than a week ago, says the AAA. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a conviction in a data breach case.
The former chief security officer for Uber has been convicted of trying to cover up a 2016 data breach in which hackers access millions of customer records. Authorities say Joseph Sullivan was convicted Wednesday in San Francisco of federal charges for concealing the breach in which hackers stole data of 57 million users and 600,000 driver's license numbers. Prosecutors say Sullivan concealed the breach from the Federal Trade Commission and secretly paid the hackers $100,000 in return for promising not to release the data. Uber's new management uncovered the truth in 2017 and made the breach public. The hackers pleaded guilty in 2019 to computer fraud conspiracy charges. Sullivan remains free on bond pending sentencing and could face a total of 8 years in prison. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Dow lost 42 points yesterday, and I'm Rita Foley, AP News.